Joining me here in the studio is also NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, and now on the line, Doug Kamek. He's a professor of constitutional law at Pepperdine University in California, in Malibu, California. Professor Kamek, good morning.
Good morning.
Why this nominee? This person, she's relatively unknown, at least to the public.
Well, I think the president has decided that he's going to avoid a confirmation battle by picking someone who has a number of notable firsts in her legal career. She's the first partner in a major law firm in Texas. She's the first female president of the Bar Association. She's a longtime counsel to the president who has done a fair amount of federal and state litigation and commercial matters. This is the kind of appointment that presidents used to make before the court got politicized. They would look for the person who led the Bar Association, who had distinguished themselves in the in their communities, who had promoted volunteer and pro bono work. This is Harriet Myers, and that's her story, a lifetime that's fully devoted to the practice of law. And the president has been telling us all along that he's not naming ideologues, he's naming someone who he thinks will not legislate from the bench, who has this conception of the judicial role that says the ideology and the politics come from the legislature and they do not come from the court. So,
although you say politicized, in a different sense, though, she is in his inner circle, as we've just heard.
Doug Kamek, this is Nina Totenberg.
Good morning, Nina.
Presidents, what presidents used to do would name a very qualified lawyer whom they knew. They knew what their views were, at least they thought they did. Sometimes they got surprised. But they knew somebody quite well, and the rest of us didn't. The question is whether the Senate will put up with that or will there be some real serious skirmishing over trying to determine her views, maybe even seeking some of the documents from the White House.
Well, I'm certain that there will be that skirmishing. There was, of course, even with John Roberts, where there were plentiful documents. In her case, they seem to be likely to be less plentiful, although, the role of staff secretary and deputy chief of staff will produce some of that paper. She's been in the White House counsel's office since November 2004. A good deal of that time might also have a paper trail. But you know and I know that this is material very close to the president, and if there's ever a case for a privilege claim, it's a claim that extends at least to the White House counsel's office and the kind of advice that the White House counsel gives to the president in terms of day-to-day operations. So I think that would be, the White House would be very reluctant and would have strong, certainly constitutional precedent.
Doug, I should say that while we're talking, over at the Supreme Court, John Roberts is being invested as Chief Justice, and their photographers are out on the plaza at the Supreme Court with the children, making the perfect pictures for if we still had Life magazine of the old, this would be the cover story with the kids running up to him and him lifting up his little boy. And now he and his wife and the two children are standing there for photographers. They're not saying anything. They're just waving.
Don't you think the president thinks this is volume two? This is going to be the next issue. This is a woman who is solely devoted her career to the law, who's this person who comes out of the local community with elective service and service to the bench and the bar, and he basically says, this is what Hamilton means by the least dangerous branch, not someone who has been devoted to abortion and assisted suicide and dealing with all of the tough constitutional law issues that you and I like to talk about all the time, but someone who, in fact, is going to be the neutral, impartial decision maker.
And Professor, speaking of time, we're out of it.
So let us say goodbye. Professor Doug Kamek is a professor of constitutional law at Pepperdine University.